and complete the chart by describing the differences between the two generations. Compare your chart with a partner's. Part 2. Cultural changes and their contribution to the generation gap.
A lot of other things were different when my parents were growing up. Lithuania was still a part of the Soviet Union, and life was very limited in some ways. My parents dealt with a lot of difficulties. Back then, they didn't have as many choices, you know, for things like what direction your career would take, or traveling abroad, not so many opportunities. And it was very rare that someone would move away and live somewhere else. Because of that, when my parents were teenagers, they really didn't know much about life outside the Soviet Union, at least firsthand. Most people got married at about the same age and had children shortly afterward. And they usually had one job for their whole life. For all those reasons, I would say there was a difference in the worldview that teenagers had then, different from the one I had when I was growing up, which was, of course, during the breakup of the Soviet Union. By the time I was in my teens, a generation gap had pretty much opened up. Teenagers began to develop different tastes in music, the way they dressed. It's not surprising when you think about it. A lot of the food Lithuanians eat now, a lot of the movies they watch, even some of the fashions come from Western Europe or the US. Before, in my parents' generation, it used to be a big deal if somebody left their small village and moved to Vilnius. But today a lot of my friends have moved away from Lithuania altogether. I have friends living all over Europe, some in the States, and even a friend in New Zealand. That was almost unheard of for my parents' generation. My parents can't understand that kind of independence, why anyone would want to move so far away. So mobility is a huge difference. So some of the changes I'm describing shouldn't be too surprising. Young people are leaving home earlier, they're more likely to move far away, marry later, and choose a career instead of having children right away. I still consider myself close to my parents, but I can't deny that there is a generation gap. My parents find it hard to understand why I live far away from them, why my wife and I don't have children yet. And they can't figure out how it is that I've had so many different jobs over the years. It's hard for me to explain to them. Sometimes it's so frustrating. They worry about me, about my security, like parents have always worried about their kids. And I think they worry a lot about whether I'll be able to handle the responsibility of taking care of them in their old age, the way they took care of their own parents.
Page 93, Exercise E, Listening. Compare and contrast. Now listen to Part 2. Part 2. Cultural changes and their contribution to the generation gap.
A lot of other things were different when my parents were growing up. Lithuania was still a part of the Soviet Union, and life was very limited in some ways. My parents dealt with a lot of difficulties. Back then, they didn't have as many choices, you know, for things like what direction your career would take, or traveling abroad, not so many opportunities. And it was very rare that someone would move away and live somewhere else. Because of that, when my parents were teenagers, they really didn't know much about life outside the Soviet Union, at least firsthand. Most people got married at about the same age and had children shortly afterward. And they usually had one job for their whole life. For all those reasons, I would say there was a difference in the worldview that teenagers had then, different from the one I had when I was growing up, which was, of course, during the breakup of the Soviet Union. By the time I was in my teens, a generation gap had pretty much opened up. Teenagers began to develop different tastes in music, the way they dressed. It's not surprising when you think about it. A lot of the food Lithuanians eat now, a lot of the movies they watch, even some of the fashions come from Western Europe or the US. Before, in my parents' generation, it used to be a big deal if somebody left their small village and moved to Vilnius, But today a lot of my friends have moved away from Lithuania altogether. I have friends living all over Europe, some in the States, and even a friend in New Zealand. That was almost unheard of for my parents' generation. My parents can't understand that kind of independence, why anyone would want to move so far away. So mobility is a huge difference. So some of the changes I'm describing shouldn't be too surprising. Young people are leaving home earlier, they're more likely to move far away, marry later, and choose a career instead of having children right away. I still consider myself close to my parents, but I can't deny that there is a generation gap. My parents find it hard to understand why I live far away from them, why my wife and I don't have children yet. And they can't figure out how it is that I've had so many different jobs over the years. It's hard for me to explain to them. Sometimes it's so frustrating. They worry about me, about my security, like parents have always worried about their kids. And I think they worry a lot about whether I'll be able to handle the responsibility of taking care of them in their old age, the way they took care of their own parents.
Now listen again.